With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. With 26 irregular migrants on island, one still on the run from authorities after escaping the detention center this weekend, a multi-agency mass migration committee is being set up to ensure, quote, government readiness across relevant agencies in the event of a significant migration incident. The Home Affairs Ministry says any activation would be short-term, phased, and subject to strict operational controls, with use determined solely, quote, by need and capacity at the relevant time. In response to the recent escape of two detainees, one of whom has since returned to the Fairbanks Immigration Detention Center, Customs and Border Control is encouraging the public to, quote, exercise increased vigilance, including securing homes, vehicles, and vessels, avoid leaving keys or valuables unattended, and promptly reporting any suspicious activity. In court news, from a woman with a decades-old charge to two men making their initial court appearance for wounding charges and more, Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has a roundup of court so far this week.
In summary court, Samara Natasha Ebanks entered guilty pleas to careless driving, driving while unqualified, and driving without insurance. The charges stem from an incident last August on Portland Road. She's currently on an interim disqualification and is due to be sentenced at the start of March. Ms. Ebanks also has older charges dating back to 2016 and 2019 under review by the Office of the DPP, including failure to surrender to custody and possessing ganja with intent to supply. In a separate case, Shamar Gordon and Darvion Roshane Weir made their initial court appearances on charges of wounding with intent and carrying an offensive weapon. Details of the alleged incident have not yet been released. Both men have been granted bail and are expected to be back in court today. And Kabir Kodadin is set to return to court on the 24th of February to address a long list of 2025 charges. They include threats to kill, causing fear or provocation of violence, insulting the modesty of a woman, failing to surrender to custody, and several traffic-related offenses. The court has stressed that pleas will be required at his next court appearance, with or without legal representation. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A motorcyclist is being treated at the Georgetown Hospital after a crash on North Church Street Monday night. Police say the Yamaha hit a mini roadster that was turning across its path. The rider's injuries are, quote, serious but not life-threatening. The mini's driver was unhurt and tested negative for alcohol. The investigation continues. And a local utility says its lab remains top-notch after it successfully renews its accreditation.
This achievement reflects our ongoing investment in quality systems and reinforces our commitment to delivering dependable and scientifically sound results.
Water Authority Director Dr. Julia Frederick Van Genderen says the American Association for Laboratory Accreditation is valid through November 2027, following a comprehensive on-site assessment and evaluation by the Accreditation Council. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Vigialis. Polls have closed in Bangladesh in the first election since the uprising that ousted the authoritarian Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina 18 months ago. A coalition headed by the Islamist Jamaat-e Islami ran against the centre-right Bangladesh National Party. A Ukrainian skeleton pilot has been blocked from competing in the Winter Olympics for intending to wear a helmet featuring athletes killed in the war with Russia. Vladislav Herakesvich tweeted, "This is the price of our dignity." Kyiv, Dnipro and Odessa among the Ukrainian cities targeted by the latest Russian overnight attacks. Tens of thousands of residents have been left without heating. A top U.S. defense official has told a meeting of NATO defense ministers that increased military spending by European countries and Canada will make the alliance more equal. Syria's army has taken control of Al-Tanf military base close to the Jordanian border, which had been used by the United States for almost a decade. This was done in coordination with the Americans. Samsung Electronics says it's begun mass production of a next-generation memory chip to power artificial intelligence and made the first shipments to customers. A lawyer representing Imran Khan says the jailed former Pakistani Prime Minister has lost 85% of the vision in his right eye. An official report accuses the authorities of denying him adequate medical treatment. A state of emergency has been declared in northern Colombia after extensive flooding that killed more than 20 people. More than 150,000 people have been affected and nearly 50,000 homes damaged. The Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, has won a third time in office, with her Labour Party winning a clean sweep of all 30 seats in the Caribbean island nation's parliament. And a study has found that intellectual stimulation can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's by almost 40%. Scientists found that activities like learning a language, reading books, and visiting museums helps keep the brain healthy.